No. Although we had relations with the university, we did not make a specialty of it as it's handled now. Most of the university relations at that time were conducted by the personnel department, personnel division, and still are.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you continue with that work until you retired?
No. With the publication department work, I also inherited the management of the laboratory's technical library. And I became quite concerned about technical information and began to be pretty well acquainted with its problems. In about 1954, the Secretary of Commerce of the United States had been asked by the President to undertake a study of information problems, let us call them, or at least problems of flow of information. And Mr. Weeks, who was then Secretary of Commerce, asked AT&T Company if they would lend me to the government for this kind of a study. It was arranged that I would remain as an employee of the laboratory and be loaned to the government, working without compensation. And I became thus a consultant to Mr. Weeks, the Secretary of Commerce in Washington, in the fall of 1954. This job I kept until about early 1955, spring. And the change that came about then was rather interesting. The study on the flow of information, which was made under a new office which I held in the Department of Commerce, namely the Office of Strategic Information, was of much interest to the National Security Council. And on a morning in April 1955, after I spoke to a conference of the President's cabinet members about what we were doing, I had a call from Charles E. Wilson, who was then Secretary of Defense. And Mr. Wilson asked me if I would come over to the Defense Department and take a job as Deputy Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs. I had about completed the work that I had agreed to do originally with the Commerce Department and had expected to, about that time, to go back to the laboratories and my regular job. So I wasn't really inclined to move to the Defense Department. Mr. Wilson was very persuasive, and finally, it was agreed by Bell System people that I should, if I was willing to, take on this assignment to the Defense Department and fill my leave with pay was continuous, and I functioned for an additional 9 months as a deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs, which I was responsible for the review of information and particularly for the stimulation of the flow of information that was needed by the press and magazines and others, and had a rather interesting assignment. At the end of that year, about December 1935, it was decided that it was about time I came back to the laboratories and worked for my own company, and I left then on December 30th, 1955, and came back to the laboratories.